Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Clubhouse. We are back to dissect the team sheets. We are back to do the preview. And yes, just talk more rugby. So, joined by my usual guests, HB, who's on mute for now for some reason. I don't know.
I'm back.
Ah, jeez.
I don't know why you would come back like that. Why would you come back like that?
He's back like Msana.
What up, everybody? Good evening. How's it going?
Yeah, good, man. Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I cannot complain. It's a tough week, but look, there could be worse things happening. So I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
True that. We should be thankful. Life could always be a little bit worse. Also joining us is Drago. How are you doing, my man?
Good, I'm good. Again, I think, yeah, like HB said, tough week, but positives there. So things coming together. So we can't run away from it. That's what tough times never last, tough people do, but
yeah, you know, there's a saying that hard times breed hard men. Hard men make soft times. Soft times make soft men.
That's very
and
true.
Soft men make hard times.
That's very true.
That's so profound, bro.
Isn't that what's happening right now when you look back to, you know, I wasn't alive probably in what everyone would call the hard times, right? But when you look at the progression, I look at it from a school perspective, right?
Yeah.
How schools, when I was in school, bro, I wouldn't call it bullying, but it was tough, right? nowadays, you can barely do anything in a school setup. You know what I mean? So is that not part of this whole process that's happening?
No, it's
slowly
managed.
Wait,
no,
actually,
it's
to support Dragon, dude.
It's
support
very
Dragon.
Good. Your school Dragon. Fees are pretty much the same, guys. Why would no? I don't believe
that's
in that. Okay.
Do you know what?
You're all
do you know
equal.
Nah. Look, dude.
You know the funny thing is, I was actually chatting to some people today.
Yeah.
You know what type of people I was chatting to. They were like, bruh, this is soft compared to what you used to have. This is unacceptable.
Hey, but funny enough, guys, rugby is going the same way now that we're talking about 15 minutes
of contact
a week. Come on, guys.
Hey, week.
Something is happening. What is the world coming to?
All those divas who play touch rugby at training and think they're great rugby players. This is their time to shine, bro.
This is it.
This is their time to shine. What's the point in training if I'm not going to bash someone?
How does 15 minutes a week become 80 minutes on the Saturday?
It makes no sense.
I'm just trying to figure out what they're going to try and do.
I think that this 15 minutes of contact per week of training in training is going to cause more injuries, actually. Because people won't get conditioned to how to deal with contact. Then they're going to get injured.
Mm. Makes sense.
It's tricky. All I can say is even when we were under 15s, I remember we had the worst season ever. We lost every game. And towards the tail end of the season, every training session was Copa Stump. Every training session. I remember we used to just go to, and it was five by five, and you would just hammer each other in that 5x5 space because the coach was like, you guys just aren't tough enough. And that's what we did. So now when you're talking about 15 minutes, I'm like, I don't know, guys.
You know, as the saying goes, steel sharpens steel.
Oh, yeah. This is it. This is it.
I don't know what's going to happen there. But anyway, very, very interesting times indeed. So as you guys would have seen at 5:30 in the morning, the All Blacks announced an interesting team. I mean, you know, pretty much along the lines of what we were thinking. Because I knew...
Sevu.
Ah, but his height, guys. I mentioned it, and you two shouted me down.
No. It was true. It was. We always knew it was going to be an issue. We discussed this, and we actually brought it up that was probably going to be Sebu's downfall. And when you listen to Foster on the selection, the discussion on the selection picks, and he said it was really close, but the aerial battle was the decider. You've got three of the best, possibly the best guys in the air. You have to play them because you know the Bucks are going to play.
But guys, in this whole preamble, building up to this game, what were you saying the entire time? That we had a feeling. He's gonna go. He's got some tall timber. He's got big men in the back three. Why risk a sure thing?
That's the thing. So I can't fault him. And we even said it's tough picking an All Black side. You have to do something before. I think. Listen, I'd rather even just say, guys, let's sit around the table, so I don't have to make the decision by myself. Kind of situation. Then you can shift the blame and say, Gavin forced me to pick.
I don't think it's tough. I think it's actually a lot easier than we reckon, because you're now picking horses for courses, right?
I think we need to just call out the team so everyone's in the picture.
All right.
Okay.
Read it out there.
Joe Moody, Cody Taylor, Nepo Laulala, Brody Italic, Scott Barrett, Akira Iwani, Adi Sevier, Luke Jacobson, TJ Perenara, Borden Barrett, George Bridge, Havili, Rico Iwani, Will Jordan, and Jody Barrett at 15. Then your bench is... bro, this one needs to... he needs to make a performance this weekend. Takeaho, Twinga Kafe. Okay, yeah.
Do you want me to read it out?
No, I got struggling. It. Then Tupoloto, Blackadder, Weber, McKenzie, and Tupaya. Queen Tupaya.
I'm really happy for Quinn.
I'm
really happy for Quinn. And this will be a good test for Quinn if he comes on.
I think he will come on.
He's definitely going to.
Yeah, wait a minute here, guys. Hold on.
Have you got questions? Yeah. What are you worried about? Okay, so where do you want to start?
Let's start with the centers. Havili and Yuan.
There's no choice because I'll be still injured.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what I was wondering.
So the only other way would have been Quinn starting with Yuan.
Nah, you can't do that. Nah, you can't.
So it wasn't going to happen, right?
Yeah, that you can't.
One for me that is also interesting, and I've got no problem with it, because I thought this is how the back row should have been from the word go. Is Jacobson coming in and Dalton falling totally out of the squad, out of the 23? Dalton is a real grafter, but I think you do need an out and out eight, someone who's, and he's you know, Luke is a bruiser. He gets down to the graft, and he can also give you those he can pull for the ball as well. So he's a well-rounded kind of player.
You need an out-and-out seven who's a threat over every single ball.
Yeah.
And has an engine.
100%.
I think 6 and 7, Akira and Adi, that pairing for me is made in heaven for the All Blacks.
Yeah, that's
their full force killer right there. The number eight, like you're saying, Dragon, is always the toss-up between what kind of game they're going to play that weekend. But
the only thing for me was really that they were kind of getting that, as a loose trio, they were getting that that balance right, weren't they? It was starting to work out for them. So it's not so much, I don't have a problem with the selection, it's more from the perspective where I look at it and think, okay, is this likely to disrupt that loose trio as they start, you know, not necessarily start afresh, but could it cause a little bit of a challenge, maybe in the early stages of the game?
No, I think they've got this.
No, I think it'll be very interesting. I think, what a game for Luke Jacobson to announce himself. So yeah. It'll be very...
I mean, there are eight guys who haven't played the box before in this All Blacks lineup. So what a game for guys to actually come in, get enjoy the challenge, and build a nice little rep for themselves. I'm happy with that pack, with the rest of the pack. I think...
No, it's solid.
I think while I would have loved to see Tupou Vahi get his chance, I think Foster has gone for experience with Tui Pelotu and said, you know, Paddy, I'm trusting you here. You've got to do the job. So that's interesting selection. Insofar as the backs, again, you know, that midfield combination is growing. I think Rico is a huge threat. I expect him. And it's funny because you've almost got probably the informed defensive 13 on the planet at the moment against the informed attacking 13 on the planet at the moment.
You know what the thing is for me? I just think, well, whilst we were looking at how Ioane has been playing, some of our criticism and the fact that he had always been going for the outside break. This is the one week where I actually think that it could work out for him.
You think so? Oh yeah, because he likes to go on the outside, as we know, the Springboks outside is looking a bit dicey as usual.
Yeah,
but I hope they fix that. I hope they saw that last week. How many tries came from there? Two, three.
But dude, I'll tell you what, the Boks are going to be up for it. This is going to be a massive game.
You have a bad one right now. You can't be calling suspicious.
So you think you want me to say 30 points?
You've been calling some dodgy eyes. He's not listening to you, bro.
30 points, China. Hey, I got all the All Blacks ones were all close. I think Gavin was the one that got the winner, but I think all the others have been close. The Springbok ones I got really wrong. Really, really wrong.
Horrendous.
But I don't know. Yeah, but I'm excited, man. Yeah, true. Well, you know, what can we do? Yeah, you got to try your luck.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Even Blackhead as well is in the squad, right?
After the shift that Owen put in last week, you'd be a fool. You know, Mr. She would pity you for not picking Ethan Blackhead.
I pity the fool.
Blackhead was a machine. So I'm just really looking forward to this game on Saturday. I think, you know, all the analysis, all the superlatives, all the talking has been done. We just want the rugby to be played so we can really see, you know.
True.
And I think from Foster's point of view, he's like, I just want to try these ones because people are telling me that everything we've done thus far doesn't count until we beat the Springboks.
The box. Yeah,
and that's the prevailing message.
Well,
I'm
to be
sure.
Fair, let's be honest, dude. The honest truth is the games to look forward to for any All Black side is always the box or England. Not saying all the other sides are crap, but I think those are the teams that define whether or not how good an All Black side are. You can't run away from that fact. There's very other the Irish team, and it was. The Irish team under Joe Smith used to also push quite hard, but I think it doesn't have the same gravitas as these two teams. So this is one of them, bro. This is one of them.
It's a big game, man. It's going to be such an interesting watch, such a good watch as well. I believe because if these guys come in with some nonsense kicking game, bro, Faf de Klerk's kicking game has to be on point. Has to be, because if it is off by an inch, that bacteria will punish you. That bacteria will punish you.
But personally, yeah, I think that bacteria will punish you, but Jordy needs to bring it. He really needs to bloody bring it. Because
I think he knows he does. And like we said on Monday, this is a guy that hasn't really ever had a good game against the box. So I can imagine he knows how much pressure is under. I think every game that he's played against the box, if I stand to be corrected, it's three games, and I think the All Blacks have lost all three.
Are we saying that he's a better pick than McKenzie as well?
You also have to remember, so McKenzie situation is tricky.
Yeah.
The reason I say that, it's tricky because he's your backup 10.
Okay.
So when picking the squad as well, you have to consider certain things that, okay, so if we run the risk of starting D-Mac, apart from the height story now, we've spoken about the height and these guys are good under the high ball, and so is D-Mac, but you risk putting D-Mac in there, he comes off the field, then what? In such a big game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
It's a tricky situation to be
in. So you're parking him on the bench to fill in whatever gap pops up.
Yeah. Well, he'll probably come on. I think you'll come on at 15. You'll definitely come on at 15, I think.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what he does when he comes on. What about the box team? I mean, what? Just one change? Two changes. Sorry.
Speaking about those changes, Jasper Vise wasn't given his his hearing until Tuesday. So the box are complaining that because the hearing was late, they were not able to pick him because he didn't know if he was going to be eligible to play.
Yeah.
So they're like, how come Jody Barrett's item happened on Monday on time?
Did you just say Jody Barrett?
I said Jody Barrett.
Okay.
Wasn't that for a Sunday game?
Yeah, it was a Sunday game, and his hearing happened on the Monday. Then the last game for the Bucks was on a Saturday.
For another Sunday game. What I'm saying, was it a Sunday to Sunday?
Yes.
That Jody's one was done, or was
it? Yes, Sunday to Sunday.
But here's the thing, though. Let's be honest, right? The Bucks would not be the first team that bracketed a player in. That's a bullshit excuse. Let's call a spade a spade.
You
can bracket a player in.
I just mind the fact that there's a difference.
I don't think, you know what the thing is? If we always look at everything and feel like only one team is being hard done by everything that's going on, you bracket the player for that week. I know what they've got is they've got some policy. So obviously the other side of the coin is the Bucks have some policy that if you go past, because they name their team quite early as well, because they name their team on a Tuesday, which no one else does. If you train the first 2 days, or if the player that trains the first 2 days is the one that will be picked to play. So Kwakha was the one was slotting in because they weren't sure what was going to happen with Jasper. So you cannot turn that around and start saying it's World Rugby or the judicial officer's fault. This is a team policy, dude. If you want Jasper in the team now, you can put him in. You could have bracketed him in and or delay your team naming by a couple of days so that it makes sense. We can't keep whinging and moaning, dude. At some point, that kind of shit has to end.
Soft times, Dragon. Soft times.
It's soft. This is what we're talking about.
Soft times, Dragon.
Love it.
Soft times.
Gotta love it. Whew. So.
The SA team. Nyakani, Mbonambi, Malherbe, Etzebeth, Luke Diacha, Sia Kolisi, Kwaku Smith, Dwayne Van Mullen, Faf de Klerk, Andre Pollard, Makazola Mapumpoi, Damien Delendi, Lucanio Arm, Swunkosi, Villeru. Am I still on the call?
Yeah, you're on the call. We're here.
Your bench is Marks, Kitsoff, Koch, Mostert, Van Staden, Herschel Yanchis, Natchez, Elton Yanchis. Oh, okay.
Natchez.
And Franz Steen.
Yeah,
Elton on the bench. Okay, well done. Welcome back, Elton.
But you know, like this box guys, the box are pretty settled sort of squad. You know, I wasn't expecting any wholesale changes or anything like that. You know what I mean?
So who took a walk? It's Vise and who?
Marvin Ori.
Ish.
The guy made one tackle. One tackle the whole game on Saturday.
Tough times.
Everyone had a bad day, but damn. One.
How many carries?
It is what it is. It is what it is. What can you do?
I'm happy.
I mean, Lewis is a better player.
No, Lewis is definitely a better player. And so is Franco Mostert.
I think they're trying to... They're obviously trying to counter the dynamic game. Because we know Kwakha can do that very easily. You know,
he's going to slow down the ball.
So this game is going to be won on two things. On three things, rather. And we all know what they're going to be. Collision. Whoever wins that collision. So the All Blacks, for them to get quick ball and for them to be able to do what we know they can do, is they need to win the collision. When they do get into the collision.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're not always looking for contact, man. These dudes don't like that stuff. Right? Yeah. They like to be free and expansive. Obviously, the kicking game in every aspect. Short kicking, kicking for territory, kicking for poles. Very important. If the box have an off day, that's all she wrote. It's good night, nurse. In set piece.
I'd like to add something else there, Gav. It's actually because of what you just brought up. And this is mostly on the All Black side. Captaincy is going to play a massive role, right? You're talking about the team that's going to try and slow the ball down. You've got an inexperienced captain, right? And Adi's a hell of a player, hell of a nice guy. But he's going to have a massive role in terms of talking to the ref. You saw what it did to the Lions. You've got to be in the captain's ear, in the referee's ear, constantly talking to him if you want those penalties to start getting blown. That's how bad it's going to be.
I don't think you should even wait. And just to add to that, I don't think you should even wait till you get on the field. As early as the ref, because one of the things I was taught to do anyway was like, as soon as like the ref walks into the changing room, right, and you tell him straight, and he's telling you the rules, and you just tell him, listen, we like to compete for every ball, we like to contest for ball. Please can you just keep an eye out on them holding on the floor and just being negative and being very negative at the breakdown. Because we like to contest, or I'd say we like to play a fast game. So can you just make sure that, you know, they roll out the right way and all of that, because we like to play a free-flowing game. Already, you've already told the referee, subconsciously, what jump in that brain, he's going to be looking at the breakdown.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
You've already, just those little subtle things. And I think, let's give Adi a chance. I mean, to be fair, he was captaining, but he was captaining a substandard side in the Canes. So we can't really judge him on that. I mean, he was too busy trying to single-handedly win the game for you buggers.
By himself.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Was that loud? Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
You know, he had a guy at 15 who was trying to kick for post every time he got the ball. So, you know.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Sorry, you weren't meant to hear that.
get out of here, man.
So, let's get to it real quick. Predictions.
Box by 40. this one's probably the toughest. This has to be the toughest one, right? I would say I'll go All Blacks by 5.
Yeah. I say All Blacks by 4.
All Blacks by 5.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a tight game, obviously. It's going to be a really tight game. It's going to be an absolute humdinger. All the history, 100 years of rugby, 100 games against each other. This is what dreams are made of.
The box is going to come up, out fired up, ready to go, ready to poos anyone who runs at them. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it.
Walking down the tunnel screaming, "This is what we live for."
It's going to be great.
What a time really to be alive.
Time to be alive indeed. And then, in other news, it's the return of the Mac. Oh, return of the Mac, don't you know? James O'Connor's back, Ixie. He's back like Musana.
What are you talking about, Willis?
What have you? James O'Connor's back. He's on the bench.
For Rizzo?
Jock.
Yeah, he's on the bench for the wannabes.
What about Rob Leato?
Should we get... Yeah, let me read out the side. Let me read the side then.
Who's Leato?
The side, this is Leato. Leato. Yeah. Am I reading
that wrong?
Leota, dog. Leota.
Leota, oh my God. Yes. My apologies to the fans. I'm working on this.
Leato.
And not only the fans, the Leato family.
The Leato family as well, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, the Australian side, James Slipper, Folau Fainga, Taniela Tupou, Isaac Rodder, Matt Phillip, Rob Leota, Michael Hooper, Rob Valentini, Nick White, Quade Cooper, Marika Korobetsi, Samu Kerevi, Lenny Ikitau, Andrew Kellaway, and Reese Hodge. That's your starting. On the bench, you've got...
Did some joker call Korobetsi the best thing in the world?
Say that again.
Some joker said that Korobetsi is currently the best winger on the planet.
Smoke Teflon.
Do you know what the thing is? The internet is actually so unhappy with
the
those
internet.
Words that it's internet. It's
so unhappy that it's now been called the internet.
Internet. And it keeps cutting you out every time you say Korobetsi the best winger. So
I can't believe who's the idiot who decided to come up with that statement? Okay, I'm sure they're not an idiot, but like, really?
They are mistaken.
People need to stay away from the drink.
I can't believe someone honestly sat down and thought to themselves, like, this is a great idea. This is a great idea. Korobetsi, the world's best winger. He's pretty good. He's really good. But
having a good time.
World's best, Erishamai. Come on.
I don't know.
Come on, guys.
Is that having a good
I think time? We can do better.
We can definitely do better. They definitely can.
Yeah.
They definitely can.
So but, yeah,
on the bench. The bench is Feletti Kaitu, Angus Bell, Robertson, Darcy Swain, Pete Samu, Tate McDermott, James O'Connor.
Reload the clip.
And Jordan Pitaya.
Jeez, Pitaya again.
What's the positive for me? Tom Banks isn't in there. Reese Hodge gets the start. I just want to see something. I'm not saying, I just want to see something if something changes. But then Morocco is 3 against the wall or against the RGs. I don't know. I may be wrong.
You know what I was about to say? We are starting Hodge because this game, I think this is a more chilled game. The RGs haven't been fighting much this season.
That's the problem. But they've been defending well.
Really? 39-0 defending well.
Putting in tackles, I mean.
Okay, no, that's better.
But you know what? They've been improving. 39-0, 39-13. I think they could sneak this one.
They could. No, they really could pull it off, though. I mean, they've picked very much the same side.
Why are you giggling like my 10-year-old nephew?
Because I detect sarcasm.
No, genuinely. I genuinely believe that the RGs could pull this off.
Yeah, by yourself on that board, man, bro.
Yeah, well, like, I hope they don't, but there's a chance. They've been on an upward... Actually, you know, look, let me be realistic. No, they've got no chance. Nah. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's one of two things. Maybe they may target this game, though, as being the only game that they realistically had a chance of winning. So they may have targeted these two games. So let's not write them off totally.
Mm-hmm. They may have, but without Sanchez, I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
Nicolas. Is he still injured?
Look. Yes.
Snap.
So you still got Carreras. Okay. On this side, you've got Higuena, Montoya, Medrano, Alemano, Lavanini, Gonzalez, Crema, Matera, Bertrano, Carreras, Pofeli, Chocobaris, Sinti, Cordero, and Malia.
No, they're going to lose. But,
I don't know. Who's that? Who's fumbling?
That's HB.
What are you fumbling there?
I'm just walking, sorry.
How are you walking, dude?
How am I walking? One foot in front of the other one.
So why is it affecting your mic?
My apologies.
So you think they're going to lose?
Are they going down?
I think they'll go down.
Red balloon.
I mean, look, I personally would love it if they went down. But, yeah.
Do you know what would be like the most interesting finish to this tournament? The RGs have been beaten by All Blacks in SA, right? And they come back on that. On the final gasp, they gun Australia. They just...
That'd be nice.
Australia, you know? On some pure last-minute saving tip. That would be just wonderful for everyone because, you know, we've had some fairy tale stories during this rugby championship. Quaid is back. The Oz seem to be doing something logical. SA finally got beaten. Jordy's having a good game. It's, you know, just RGs need to do something this weekend. They're going to get tired, but they need to do something.
It's probably going to be tough, but let's hear what the predictions are. I don't know. For me, it's looking good.
So what are the predictions? Let's hear them out.
I say Australia by 12.
Hello.
Wow. Australia by 15.
What happened? Wait, what did Dragon say?
Australia by 12.
Australia by 12.
I say Argentina by 2.
Wow.
I like that one. That's good. That's a good one. I know.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good one.
I say that, but I really hope Australia win because you know my feelings about those Pumas.
Yes, we do know the feelings that you have about them wonderful peeps.
No, not them, but Los Pumas in general. But guys, interesting news. Did you guys see that the Vunipolas were dropped? What kind of rubbish is that? Eddie Jones, guy.
Both of them.
Eddie Jones is a piece of work, guys.
I thought Billy maybe. But although he had a great game against Bristol on Friday night, he was phenomenal against Bristol. Like, absolutely phenomenal. Marco, definitely not.
he shouldn't have dropped Marco.
Mm.
In my opinion. But, you know. Also, did you hear the controversy about the Lions?
No. Anzi?
Ian Henderson, the Irish guy, the Irish lock, came out in June. This team wasn't picked on form, bro. This team was picked on reputations. This one just picked his Welsh homies.
But I think he's telling the truth, though. You know what the thing is? When you look at the way that team was picked, let's be honest, there were some calls that were meant to be made, and he didn't make them. Gats messed them, that thing up.
But like I told you, that whole Lions setup was too Welsh, in my opinion.
Dude, yeah, it was. Wales, but then what worries me is that... But the problem is, how do you have that kind of situation? You've got what's his name? Gregor Townsend, you've got Steve Tandy, and who else? Who else was in the mix there? It was just the four of them. But
wasn't it worries me well?
That these Neil Jenkins is kicking coach. But you're telling me they could not stand up to Gats and tell him nonsense.
Well, Tandy, Wales.
God, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Farrell should have been part of the setup.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea, actually.
I don't know. The politics of it would have been extremely complicated.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
And what are the politics like now?
Yeah, well, like, I guess they're not uncomplicated now. But, you know, it's a tricky one.
After the rugby championship, what are the internationals for this year?
There's the Northern Tour, the All Blacks Northern Tour.
Oh, right.
Did you go to bed? Go pee and go to bed.
Getting flued out. Okay.
Yeah, they're getting there's the All Blacks Northern Tour. I think South Africa's Northern Tour.
And Australia.
And Australia's Northern Tour. So that's going to be pretty interesting. That's going to be pretty interesting.
Okay.
So, yeah. Plenty to look forward to. Of course, United Rugby Championship is starting. Gallagher Premiership is back again for another weekend of games. It's a pretty exciting weekend of rugby, guys.
It's going to be good. It's going to be very good.
But anyway, having said that, any last thoughts, guys, before we wrap it up?
No.
Drago, any last words?
All right, guys. Just hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy the games that are out there. The big test is there, so you've got something very interesting to do over your Saturday morning into the afternoon. So, yeah, enjoy it.
Exactly. So, yeah, have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the rugby. Mask up. Stay safe. And we'll be catching you on Monday to dissect the thrills and spills and to see where the Dragons' ludicrous predictions are actually on point. It'll be interesting. Don't miss it. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Defend yourself.
Did I just watch?
Nothing. All right. Cheers, everybody. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, that's it.